FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KM FM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
Several people have been arrested after police and migrants camped near the French port of Calais clashed overnight. Extra officers were drafted in as crowds repeatedly tried to block a neighbouring road that leads to the main ferry terminal. Meantime, African and EU leaders are meeting this afternoon in Malta to discuss the migration crisis. Diver Alexandros Malagaris helps with search and rescue efforts in the Greek island of Samos. He recently picked up 50 people stranded in a cove, half were children.
Scared, confused, shaking. Some of them find it like a big adventure, others they're petrified.
This is KMFM News.
The family of a Sittingbourne man who disappeared 5 years ago are making a new appeal to find him after his father became ill. Max Green was last seen in April 2010 after telling his parents he was going to London for the weekend. Despite possible sightings as far away as New Zealand, he still hasn't been found. His dad Jim says every day without Matt is a massive struggle.
It does take its toll. You're constantly thinking that, you know, what else can we do? Is he okay? And that is the biggest thing that we've said to one another, is the not knowing that he's safe.
There's been a slight increase in unemployment in Kent, according to figures released this morning. There were almost 16,340 claiming unemployment benefits in the county in October. That's up 42 on the month before. However, nationally, unemployment's fallen to its lowest level in over 7 years, to 1.75 million between July and September.
KMFM News.
The International Athletics Federation will meet on Friday to decide whether or not to suspend Russia from World Athletics. It's after an independent report found evidence of widespread state-sponsored doping. Speaking at an event in Maidstone today, former Paralympian Dame Tanny Gray-Thompson has told KMFM every effort needs to be made to clean up the sport.
We can't just keep going from crisis to crisis. Athletics at this level is a business. Doping is hugely sophisticated, and we need more investment into doping to understand what the athletes do to stop them doing it in the first place.
A man's been jailed after being caught breaking into two Gravesend homes. Daniel Zarzak stole a laptop, DVD player and cash from a property in Berkeley Crescent in July before targeting another home on Rooton Road just hours later. The 23-year-old who used to live at the Grove has been locked up for just over 2 years. A nurse who suffered a stroke following an alleged botched beauty treatment at a Kent hotel has settled a £1.2 million High Court claim for damages. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Well, Elizabeth Hughes became unwell days after having a facial treatment at Eastwell Manor near Ashford in 2011. The 50-year-old from Hampshire was rushed to hospital but has been left with a weakened arm, poor balance and prone to falls. An expert said the stroke could have been caused by a neck massage. Lawyers for the hotel settled out of court despite insisting the therapist had done nothing out of the ordinary.
The UK fell silent at 11 o'clock this morning to observe a 2 minute silence for Armistice Day. A service was held at the Cenotaph in London to remember all those killed in the conflict since 1914. 92-year-old Joseph Hoadley from Swanscombe fought in the Second World War. Both he and his 15-year-old grandson Aidan have been telling KMFM what today means to them.
I'm thinking of those lads who I served with all the time. Not just on Armistice Day.
What they did years ago still affects us now, and it will continue to. So I feel it is important for people to remember.
We've tweeted more of that interview with Joseph and Aidan via at KMFM News. And police are warning shops they should have security plans in place for Black Friday sales at the end of this month. It's after scuffles broke out in some stores on the day last year.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and after being dumped out of the FA Cup on Saturday, Gillingham are now out of the Johnstone's Paint Trophy. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills lost 5-4 on penalties to League 2 Yeovil last night after it finished 1-1 in normal time. Assistant boss David Kerslake says it's always tough losing a game on penalties.
It doesn't soften the blow because we're at the competition, so it hurts like hell, but in 90 minutes we remain unbeaten here, and We've got a big game coming up Saturday.
Cricket, and it's not been a good start for England in their opening one-day international with Pakistan in Abu Dhabi. Owen Morgan's side won the toss and decided to bat first, but lost a wicket with just the second ball. A short time ago, England had moved on to 114 for three after 34 overs. And Stuart Lancaster has lost his job as head coach of the England Rugby Union team. The RFU says he stepped down by mutual consent following their disappointing World Cup campaign. The tournament hosts failed to progress beyond the pool stage.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.